Listen, every defeat is a sore one. It doesn't matter what stage you're at. And losing an Ulster final is obviously very sore. It's only the second time, but 15 and today, it's the second time we've lost. So, it's just very disappointing. I don't think we played particularly well. I think we were under par. But like, the first thing I would say is I tip my hat to Dunloy. I congratulate them on their win. I wish them all the best in the All-Ireland semi-final. We've broke their hearts quite a few times, and to be fair to them, they've shown a lot of resilience to keep coming back. And it was never a case of us underestimating them. We knew that we've won four Ulsters or four Antrims in a row. We knew how good a team they were, and today it was their day, and good luck to them.
What was the difference, if there was any kind of identifiable factors from the games that you played against them in recent years?
I don't know whether there was any big differences. You know, if you'd said to me coming here today that they'll score 212, and I would have said we'll win the game. We kept them to maybe 6 points from play. We conceded two sloppy enough goals. I think that was probably the goals were the difference, obviously, but I just don't think we were clicked into the gears that we can go into. We were below par, and I don't want that ever to be coming across as underestimating, what Dunloy have done here today and won an Ulster. They were thundering into every tackle. They were savagely hungry. They just looked like a team that were, have been hurt so many times, and they were playing with that hurt. We were probably playing under par. I don't know why, honestly, at this stage. I don't know why. I'll think about that over the next few days and talk to the boys, but that happens sometimes. That's sport, just some days lads just don't turn up, they don't play to the levels they are at, and in big games like this, like provincial finals, if you don't play at your top level, you'll get beat.
Michael, when you talk about performing after half time, you were immense in that spell and got back to a point and then level.
We didn't kick on. We missed a number of chances. We fumbled balls in the forward line and in the middle of the field when we get turned over, which allowed them to go up the pitch and get scores. As I say, just all over the field. Look, I've just said to the players in the changing room there, I'm not for 1 second allowed to criticise any of them. They have done so much service to Slagneil, to Derry Hurling, to Ulster Hurling over the last few years. We've competed at the top level. And I'll say now, absolutely guarantee you that this Slagneil team will be back here in another Ulster final in the not too distant future. And it'll be us coming with a hurt next time.